नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सारस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। उदहरिष्यन् वरीजानि सूर्योत्थाने कुमुदविना राज्ञा तु निर्भया लोका यथा दस्युन् विना नृपा उदिश्यन् वारिजानि उदहृष्यन् वारिजानि सूर्योत्थाने कुमुदविना सूर्योत्थाने कुमुदविना राज्ञा तु निर्भया लोका राज्ञा तु निर्भया लोका यथा दस्युन् विना नृपा यथा दस्युन् विना नृपा उदर्शन् वारिजानि सूर्योत्थाने कुमुदविना राज्ञा तु निर्भया लोका यथा दस्युन् विना नृपा उदिश्यन् वारिजानि सूर्योत्थाने कुमुदविना राज्ञा तु निर्भया लोका यथा दस्युन् विना नृपा। माताजीस उदर्शन ब्लॉसम्ड अबंडेंटली Varijani, the lotuses, Surya, the sun, Uthane, when it had arisen, Kumud, the night blooming Kumud lotus, Vina, except, Ragya, because of the presence of a king. So indeed, nirbhayah, fearless, lokah, the populace, yatha, as, dasyun, the thieves, vina, except for, nripa, O king. Translation and purport by the disciples of Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King Parikshit, when the autumn sun rose, all the lotus flowers blossomed happily, except the night blooming kumut, just as in the presence of a strong ruler, everyone becomes fearless, except the thieves. Text 48. Puragrameshu agraneir indriyaischa mahotsave babhobhu pakva shashyadhya kalabhyam nitaram hare. In all the towns and villages, people held great festivals, performing the Vedic fire sacrifice for honoring and tasting the first grains of the new harvest, along with similar celebrations that followed local custom and tradition. Thus, the earth, rich with newly grown grain, and especially beautified by the presence of Krishna and Balaram, shone beautifully as an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Purport. The word agrene refers to a particular authorized Vedic sacrifice, and the word indriyehi refers to folk ceremonies that have somewhat worldly objectives. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. During autumn, the fields become filled with ripened grains. At that time, the people become happy over the harvest and observe various ceremonies such as Navanna, the offering of the new grains to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The new grains are first offered to the deities in various temples, and all are invited to take sweet rice made with these new grains. There are other religious ceremonies and methods of worship, particularly in Bengal, where the greatest of all such ceremonies is held, called Durga Puja. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruh Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, Chapter 20, The Rainy Season and Autumn, Text 47 and 48. So at the onset, I would like to seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas to speak on the most loftiest of the topics, the 10th canto. Not even approaching it is very fear for me, but because the service is given, I would seek your blessing that I can speak some glorification. So here in the text 47, this is the second last metaphor which is given by Shukadeva Goswami in this chapter, where he says that how, as the rainy season subsided and the autumn sun rose, as the sun rose, all the lotus flowers, they bloomed. And there were some lotuses which did not bloom, which are called as the Kumut lotus or the night blossoming lotuses. So here, he's talking about how, when Shukadeva Goswami is comparing the sun to a powerful ruler, a powerful king, in whose presence, when the praja becomes very nourished and very happy, and the people who are unscrupulous and have bad intentions, they fear not to come in front of the king, lest be punished. So, a very beautiful analogy. And I thought we can just, the various themes in these two verses which I particularly selected, here is a kind of parallel made between the qualities of a king and qualities of lotus, qualities of sun. And in the second verse, there is different festivals that the living entity arranges, some for his own worldly objectives, some for the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and some the Vedic sacrifices. And then a very important part where Mother Earth has been addressed as Kala, that is the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what happens? Why does she beautify? Why is she explained as beautiful? Because of the presence of the Abhyam, that is, the both brothers, Krishna and Balaram. So, I would like to cover these themes, and hopefully, I can do some justice. So here, in the first verse, we see how the sun is compared to a king. The sun is very powerful, and when, what are the qualities that the sun provides us? The sun gives light, it gives nourishment, it purifies the existence, it gives warmth, and it gives us strong rays. And of course, it gives us vision for which we can see the world clearly. The king also, to a similar extent, he provides light. In a sense, he provides a lot of facilities to all his countrymen so that they can live and lead a peaceful life. Otherwise, under the reign of a treacherous king, as we see in the story of King Vena, the Brahmanas thought that yes, we will install a king who will help the kingdom. But as they installed Vena, Vena turned out to be so treacherous, to be so demoniac, that the whole kingdom was suffering as if exposed to blazing fire because of the orders and the ideas that Vena wanted to impress upon the entire kingdom. The next is, the sun gives nourishment. He provides and facilitates all their needs and whatever they require. Provides them proper protection, provides them proper food, proper clothing, and a proper environment where they can culturally grow. As we see in the pastime of King Vena, how when Maharaj Anga, he left, renounced the world, then the Brahmanas, seeing that the throne was empty, had to install King Vena. Somebody has to be there. But although they had seen the qualities of King Vena to be so non-kingly, very demoniac in nature, you know, lifting a child and just, you know, turning him into a pulp, that was his play. You know, you can imagine what kind of child Vena would be. But just because he was the son of King Anga, and because of the powerful lineage, the Brahmanas decided that they will install King Vena as the king. And as King Vena came, he started shooting so many different orders, stopped all the religious sacrifices, started telling all the kingsmen that you should worship me as a supreme god. Nobody is supreme beyond me. All the demigods reside in my body. Worship me. It is said that as King Vena was installed as king, there was a storm of dust seen at the horizon. And what was the reason? You know, the analogy here is that when a powerful son, powerful king comes, what happens? The thieves, they hide or run away. So similarly here, the context is a little different, that here a powerful thief was put as a king, you know. Choro ka sardar. He was the one who came as the king. So they wondered, what will we do? We are very small thieves. The plunderer, the king of the plunderers, is installed as king now. So what is our use? Let's run away and see somewhere else. And as they were running away, the dust was raised. But as the time went, it was very difficult for the kingdom to survive peacefully. There was no mental equilibrium maintained in the kingdom. And then they approached the Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas, so very angry on the deeds of King Vena. But the first thing is Samadam Dandabhed. So the Brahmana said, let's first pursue King Vena as to what is the real qualities of a king and what a king should do, what a king should not do. So they come and start speaking to King Vena. Although they are very angry, Shuddha Goswami explains that how they are very angry. The verses explain that they are very angry, but they subdue their anger. Vendamit happens that sometimes somebody does something so wrong that it just agitates you and you want to just storm on him. But when there is proper, you know, thought given to it, and to maintain the peace, the authority will come and in a very sweet way will tell. You know, although you can, you know, if somebody else can, expert can see and understand, you know, behind the sweet words there is a rage of anger. But still, the sweet words are spoken so that if by words that person improves, then the punishment is not required. So they start telling that, O king, first of all the king has to be religious. He has to follow the religious dharma. So worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without which a king is no king. He has to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his words, by his mind, by his intelligence and his body. Yeah. Prabhupada writes in the translation, by his good intelligence, you know, by his good intelligence. And if he does not do that, then that irreligious king will not be happy in this life or next. Because he'll accrue so much bad reactions. Then he says that he has to be religious, and next he has to support the religious practices of the kingdom, of the kingsmen. You know, somebody sent a email where there was a mention of how, although being a non-Hindu government, this country, it supports and gives so much benefits to the Hindu schools and the Hindu, I forget which country is this. It's Indonesia? I don't remember. Indonesia, where the government itself is supporting the Hindu schools, where the history is full of the, you know, full of stories of different kings that are mentioned in Puranas. You know, where if the names are mentioned, you know, we might wonder who, what these names are. So in such a way, the government is supporting there. So here, as the sages are telling, not only you have to be religious, but you have to support the religious lives of the people. And then second is, he's saying, after they have said this, they said, the first duty of the king is to provide protection. Protection from all the kleshas, as much as possible. As dutiful and as religious the king will be, the kingdom will suffer accordingly, or will prosper accordingly. And he says that if he provides protection, and not very interestingly, Prabhupada mentions about how not only protection from the worldly kleshas, but external protection, but also protection from the government. He's saying that how many times the ministers and the cabinet people, they turn out to be, you know, corrupt and start exploiting the countrymen. If the king is not vigilant, not only he has to be vigilant, he has to see that the people under him are also following proper virtue. Otherwise what happens? King is enjoying in his palace, but his cabinet ministers are looting the entire kingdom unscrupulously and thus causing suffering. So very, very amazing, interesting point. And then the verse speaks about, if he is able to provide that protection, then only he can levy taxation. Taxation has to be proportionate to the protection given by the king. If you are able to provide and protect your own countrymen, then only you can levy taxes on them, so that the funds can come and you can help them in return. Just like there was a mail circulated where there was evidence of different kings given that after Maharaj Parikshit, and it's a long list. Long also is a short word, I guess. So long list of how this king ruled this many years, this king ruled this many years. And after a particular time, you see, his son ruled, and his son ruled, and his son ruled, and his son ruled. And then, in the 12th king, the note is mentioned that his minister killed the king, and his dynasty continued. And probably, at least 10 to 15 times, there is different lineages given. And inevitably, in every lineage, the minister turns out to be unloyal and kills the king and starts his own lineage. So here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that how not only he has to protect himself, protect the countrymen from the kleshas outside, but also from the kleshas caused by his own men. And then he's saying how the king has to be equanimous. Just as the sun, he equally distributes his sunlight to everywhere. You know, just like many times as the rains have approached, and very heavy rains for June, people are wondering, you know, why the rains are here? The rain should be where it's required. In the inner Maharashtra region where the farming is happening, let the rain be there. But when the sun gives sunlight, he gives it equally. But the person who does not have a proper receptacle and who wants to cover himself will not get the sunlight. So similarly here, the king has to be equanimous to everybody. It many times happens that in a position, many times the person who holds the position makes the rule but fails to follow that same rule and always makes an exception. So, you know, in the Indian history, there are so many kings who have virtuously never made any distinction to his own relatives or to his own favorite people, but always being equanimous in distributing gifts as well as punishments. And lastly, the sages mention that, O king, anybody without devotional service is as good as dead. So please, follow devotional service and help us to help the entire kingdom. But of course, you know, just as you pour water on a reverse vessel, no water goes inside. So Vena had made his mind up that, you know, he's not going to listen. And finally, because of, he instructs and he starts yelling at the brahmanas and tells them how it's their duty to worship him. He is supreme. And after hearing the blasphemy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is the last stone, you know, which just overfloods their anger. And in that anger, they recite the Hunkar mantra and kill Vena just by their mantras. That is the power of the brahmanas. Also, in the 5th canto, as there's description of the kings in the kingdom of Maharaj Priyavrat, the mention comes of King Gaya. And a very beautiful mention of what are the qualities of King Gaya and how being a devout, beautiful devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he took care of each and every person in the kingdom. And very nice words used. He said that how he used to, there was prajapalana, there was protection given, there was poshana, there was proper nourishment to see that everybody's needs are met. Preenana, very very important. Preenana is giving happiness to each and every living entity. You know, in the seminar where the art of friendship, where as Govind Prabhu was mentioning that how a friend is a preenana, one who provides happiness. And what is his happiness? When the other friend is happy, he expresses that I am happy, that you are happy. Many times it happens, you know, that because of the close association, the friends take each other's happiness and distress so cheaply, is concerned about the happiness of other person that he has newly developed relationship. But the old relationships and their happiness and their distress is taken for granted. So in their happiness, he is happy and he expresses that he is happy. That expression of happiness and expression of how in your distress I am distressed is very important. So here, Preenana, he was making sure that all the kingsmen in his kingdom are happy, providing them the element of happiness. Upalalana is to pamper them. Anushasana and providing proper punishment and reward to those require. And Ijja Adina, that is conducting and doing his own private worship diligently. Charana Anusevaya, that is also aspiring to serve the sadhus. And as a result, King Gaya turned out to be one of the very devoted devotees of Lord Vishnu. You know, I was just thinking that just as the sun comes out and the thieves, the night blooming lotus, Kumut, it does not bloom. It hides away. Now similarly, just as the appearance, the strong presence of the spiritual master comes in the life of a disciple, it depends upon the free will of a disciple as to whether he wants to expose his thief-like mentality to the blazing presence of the sun, of the spiritual master, and let it get purified, or to hide away and remain as it is. The spiritual master comes in the life of a disciple to provide everything, to provide whatever is required for him to go back to Godhead. But by the free will, the disciple has to choose whether he wants to expose himself to the spiritual master, whether he wants to accept the teaching of the spiritual master, whether he wants the intervention of the spiritual master in his life. Just as covering yourself from sun, that depends on the living entity. Next, in the next verse, we see how Mother Earth is glorified as the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samudre Vasane Devi Parvata Stanamandale Vishnupatni Namastubhyam Pada Sparsha Kshamaswami. You know, here the mention is that, you know, this was taught as when you were children, that whenever you get up, before you touch the ground, you beg forgiveness to Mother Earth. Because Vishnu Patni Namastubhyam, she is who? She is Vishnu Patni. Samudre Vasane Devi. No, Parvata Stanamandale. As I am stepping on you know, you are my mother. Why your mother? Because you are the wife of my father. My father, Lord Vishnu, you are his wife. So you are my mother. So please forgive me as I step on you. So here, as the verse mentions, that how she becomes more beautiful when the Supreme Personality of Godhead steps on her body. In the first canto, in the discussion between, you know, the bull, Dharma, and Mother Earth, where she is mentioning and she is, you know, again and again, she is recounting her fortunate position and how she was fortunate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was strolling on her body, on her surface, as long as he stayed on the earth. And she says how it's a big fortune because I got the touch of his lotus feet, although being the consort of Lord Vishnu, has to leave her kingdom of fortune and come down and do tapasya to achieve service at his lotus feet. So what is my great fortune? And not only that, because of his presence, what has happened is, I have become much more prosperous and splendid. Because his lotus feet are always in touch with my surface. And all my riches have exceeded any other planet in the three planetary systems. Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful purport where he is mentioning that how the beauty of earth is not because of man-made facilities, but it is because of Krishna's grace. If the living entity seeks Krishna's grace and endeavors for Krishna's grace, the earthly prosperity will immediately follow. As Krishna was present in Dwapar Yuga, it is said that amazingly everything was arranged perfectly. There was a perfect condition everywhere. Earth, the rivers, sea, forest, hills, mines, everything was full with all the riches and all their supplies. Just because the Supreme Personality was there. You know, when the king is there, when the king goes somewhere, everything is arranged nicely, right? You know, there's no, just like I was reading, it's mentioned that how Malati Mataji is cooking for Srila Prabhupada. And there she says that it was very difficult to cook in the early days in 1972 in Mayapur. And every day it was a big task to get the money to buy everything because the accountant, you know, was very stingy and he used to give every paisa accounted for and, you know, her day used to begin with argument. You know, so she was always very scared to, as you know, as she used to get up that, no, my God, now I have to go and first, you know, bargain with the accountant to give me more money so that I can get things rightly. So she says that how, as she was cooking, she made sure that what she cooks for Prabhupada is always ready on time. The Prabhupada has a schedule of massage and then he has to take a bath. And as the bath is over, the table and the prasad has to be ready. You know, such is the treatment given to the spiritual master that everything is ready even before he asks. So here, what to speak about the arrangement made for the Supreme Personality of Godhead? As the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes, with him comes all his paraphernalia, so that his pastimes are properly provided for. And everything has, there is no hurdle. So here, Prabhupada is mentioning that how all the earthly riches surpassed the riches of all the three planets because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present here in this earth at that time. But then, you know, the next question that anybody would ask is, that's nice that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present, everything was prosperous. But what after that? So Prabhupada answered this question by saying that, you know, yes, but what after the pastime is over? And as the Lord has decided to go back to his spiritual kingdom, everybody would definitely want to detain the Lord back on the earth. But it's not possible. The Lord is Swarat. He won't stay back just because you want. But then, Srila Prabhupada writes that how can we detain him? We can connect to him by the ways of transcendental sound vibration. That same sound vibration which is the presence of the Supreme Lord himself can be again and again vibrated, and the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is felt. The sound is so powerful that it can connect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Prabhupada gives an asterisk here. The offenseless chanting of the holy name can connect one to the presence of the Lord. It will provide freedom from contamination and change the troublesome face of the earth, and will provide all immunity to the effects of Kali. Now, such is the powerful quality of holy name. So just as after Lord Krishna passes away, you know, as the rishis in Naimisharanya are asking, what after Krishna has passed away? So Shaunak Rishi is saying that how, Sudha Goswami is saying that how, as Krishna has passed away, the son of Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen to help and sustain the devotees. So, I think I will stop here. Thank you very much. Is there any questions or comments? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.